This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. Nigerians are preparing for a possible invasion by countries in the region 3 weeks after mutinous soldiers ousted the nation's democratically elected president. Residents in the capital, Niamey, are calling for the mass recruitment of volunteers to assist the army in the face of a growing threat by the West African Regional Bloc, ECOWAS, which says it will use military force if the junta doesn't reinstate deposed President Mohamed Bazoum. The initiative aims to recruit tens of thousands of volunteers from across the country to fight and to assist with medical care, engineering, technical logistics, in case the junta needs help. Regional tensions deepening as the standoff between Niger and ECOWAS shows no signs of diffusing. House by house on the U.S. island of Maui, that's how the search for more victims is being conducted now. 106 known dead, and that number expected to rise. The U.S. State Department of Health and Human Services deploying a team of coroners and pathologists and technicians, along with exam tables, X-ray units, and other equipment to identify victims and process remains. According to the Associated Press reporter Shelley Adler, U.S. President Joe Biden has promised the island whatever they need.
I've spoken to Governor Josh Green multiple times and reassured him the state will have everything it needs from the federal government.
And Biden plans a visit. He just doesn't know when.
My wife Jill and I are going to travel to Hawaii as soon as we can. That's what I've been talking to the governor about. I don't want to get in the way.
And he gave more than thoughts and prayers.
Not just our prayers. Every asset they need will be there for them.
I'm Shelley Adler.
More news on this story on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Russia has stepped up attacks on Ukraine's southern Odessa region, AP correspondent Charles Deledesma reports.
Local officials say Russia's resumed its targeting of grain infrastructure in the Odessa region, using drones in overnight strikes on storage facilities and ports along the Danube River that Kyiv has increasingly used for grain export to Europe after Moscow broke off a key wartime export deal through the Black Sea. At the same time, though, a loaded container ship stuck at the port of Odessa since Russia's full-scale invasion started, has set sail, heading through the Black Sea to the Bosporus, along a temporary corridor established by Ukraine for merchant shipping. I'm Charles Deledesma.
The Lithuanian government said on Wednesday it's decided to close two of the country's 6 border crossing points with Belarus due to geopolitical circumstances. This is just weeks after the Russian Wagner Group mercenaries took refuge in that country. A Swiss court last year ordered an international arrest warrant for the uncle of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad for war crimes allegedly committed in the 1980s. We just found out today because the ruling was just published. The office of the Swiss Attorney General had asked that the ruling be kept secret for fear that Rafat al-Assad might take measures to dodge arrest. The warrant is likely to go unheeded. The younger brother of the former Syrian president returned to Syria in 2021 after 37 years in exile. Can artificial intelligence read your mind? Well, according to Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan, in fact, it can.
Researchers from National University of Singapore say they have developed technology that can do just that. AI research participant Li Ruiling is getting ready to jump into an MRI machine for a brain scan. It will allow a computer to, quote, read his thoughts and recreate the visuals he is looking at. Li is one of potentially up to 58 participants who are providing the brain scan data set to researchers working on developing a mind-reading AI. The technique relies on scanning the brains of volunteers in a magnetic resonance imaging MRI machine. The mind-reading AI, called MindViz, then associates the brain scans with the images and creates an individual AI model for each participant.
That is Reuters' Olivia Chan. England has reached the Women's World Cup for the first time, setting up an all-European match against Spain. I'm Scott Walterman, VOA News.